I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a Twist. Say that three times fast,
network.
Man. Network. It's your network. Yep, yeah. Just like a chicken. But anyway, hey, we're glad you're listening. We've been covering tailgate food, and we got somebody on live line right now that, Bob, you're familiar with this young lady.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
This lady learned how to make a wonderful guacamole dip in Florida, a very nice Mexican restaurant, and that's after she moved out of our house. And it's not my wife.
Oh.
It's my number two daughter, Maggie.
Hello.
Maggie Schofield now. So Maggie has a guac that everybody uses her recipe. It's that good. It's just perfect. So take it away, Maggie.
All right. So obviously you need some nicely ripened avocados. Just go to the store, give them a feel. If they're a little bit soft, then they're about perfect. Or you can pop off the little, stem piece. And if it's green, then they're ripe.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. But
so you only get to do that once, though, if somebody went ahead of you and did that already.
Yeah, someone's already done it and turns brown. And
it's got cancer.
And then I like to use Roma tomatoes.
Okay.
Some red onion. Fresh jalapeno if you like a little heat, lime and garlic powder, not fresh garlic.
So you like pepper. You like Roma because they're not real juicy, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're nice. There's not a lot of the fleshy inside.
Right, right.
They keep up their texture in the dip.
Okay.
So white pepper and then salt. So I always
so
like
go
to
through that
mash
list.
The
go
avocado
through,
first.
Go through that list again. It's
Roma tomato,
let her do it.
Avocados, red onions, fresh jalapeno if you like it, lime, garlic powder, white pepper, and salt.
No cilantro?
And of cilantro, of course.
Okay.
The best part. So I like to mash the avocado first. Then I add in the lime juice. I like a lot of lime, so I'll do like three avocados and two limes. But it's obviously everything in this is to taste. So if you want to start out with one lime and then add more as you go, that's the best part of the guac is that you can keep adding stuff as you go. So mash the avocado, add the lime juice, and then I mix in the garlic powder, white pepper, and the salt. Then you can add in the jalapeno and the red onion and mix everything together and the cilantro. And then I like to add the tomatoes last because I don't mix it very much
right.
with it. You don't mash them all up.
Right.
So, Maggie, are we, with that jalapeno, I do like a little heat. Your dad likes a lot more than I do. But are you dicing that fine when you mix it in there?
I like to dice it really fine so that the flavor kind of spreads throughout the dip. But if you like bigger chunks, Bob probably does. You can do bigger chunks, but I like to do a fine dice.
I'd be with you on that. Yep. Just a little bit of heat everywhere, not a lot in one bite would be better for me. Yeah. Yep. Cool. So what do you serve that with? Just taco chips?
On the border chips.
On the border.
Kind.
Okay, man. All right. And they are not a sponsor, but they're soon to be because we're talking about them, right? No.
There you go.
Right.
All right. And thanks so much. It's wonderful to have you on the show again, honey.
Oh, happy to be here.
Okay, right. Have a great day.
Bye. Right. I love you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, love you too.
Yep, so she's got two children now.
Yes,
right?
Two beautiful little girls.
Right.
Apple of my eye.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have four granddaughters.
I know.
Yeah.
No grandsons, but it's the girls that are having them, so there's no namesakes anyway.
There might be a grandson on the way.
Yeah, right, yep.
To be discussed.
You're right, yep. That's all good.
And there's a reveal coming.
Yeah, right. They'll get that going. That's good.
Yep, I had to give them the magic potion and tell them how you knock the boys out.
Yeah, right.
My kids hate hearing this story. Yeah. But I'll do it on the radio.
Yeah, right. Maybe our listeners won't like it so much either. But anyway, so
smoked skillet chicken dip.
Now, I make that in a buffalo style.
Yes.
But man, is that good.
It's so simple.
Right.
How do you make yours?
Well, I've got about a 16-inch cast iron skillet. When I do this, I want to do it big because it goes quick. Man, people love this
stuff.
But
if you're tailgating.
Right. You could bring it with you. But you might not do like a 10-inch if you're tailgating.
I also have a full set of casts you've seen at my collection.
Right.
And one of them is some of them are cast saucepans.
Yeah.
And something like that might be nice,
yeah,
too,
because it's deeper that way.
Deep and stays warm.
Right. So,
because it's sometimes cold when you're tailgating.
Yeah. I'm going to mix cream cheese and sour cream together, and that's my base. And I'm probably going to do a little barbecue seasoning in that, something with a little bit of heat, just to give it a little color and then also to give it a little bit of flavor. And then I've smoked skinless, boneless chicken thighs prior, right? And I dice those up in little bitty chunks, and I put those on top of that cream cheese mixture. And then I'm going to take some buffalo sauce that you can buy, just an orange buffalo sauce. There's one that's called Moore's, M-O-O-R-E, apostrophe.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And it even comes with blue cheese in it, but
yes.
I'm getting to that. So then I put a layer of that the chicken on there. Then I pour the barbecue, the buffalo sauce on top, right? And then I cover it with cheese, which is Cobjack.
Again,
shredded,
whatever you
right,
want.
It whatever has, flavor you
it's
like.
All
cover
be good.
It with that. And then I've taken and I've made medallions of jalapeno slices, right? Fresh ones. Not and I place those all around so you can get a jalapeno on every chip.
Yeah.
Or you can avoid them if you don't want to because they're on the top. Then I put that
you
thing,
won't need them if you have enough hot sauce.
Right,
in there.
Right. But I like them on there. They're pretty. Right. And again, yeah. It's about the presentation.
So did
for
you
me.
Say you added hot sauce?
No, I don't because the Moore's buffalo sauce has got a little bit of heat to it. Not much. But I tend to make my dip toward the middle and let people spice it if they want. Put some on their plate and put some hot sauce on it if they want to light it up a little bit. But the jalapenos are fresh and they're not cored. I just start cutting dice, you know, little dimes all the way down the.
Hold that thought.
Yep.
Hey, I just got a text.
Okay.
Guess who's coming on the next segment?
Who's that?
George Blaha.
Really?
Yeah.
Sparties.
Yeah.
Go green. Oh, you got to go blue, too. We got fans on both sides of that coin. But anyway, so this tailgate dip is wonderful. Put it on the smoker. You could do it in the oven, too, guys. I just usually got a smoker going most of the time. But you throw this thing in the oven, if you'd want to do that, at 300 degrees for about 30 minutes. All you want to do is get everything melted together, and you pull that out, and that cast will keep the dish hot. For maybe an hour. I mean, it's amazing once that cast gets to 300 degrees. You be careful with it because it's heavy and it's hot. But at the end of the day, you just put a spoon in that, throw some on your plate, like Barbecue Bob said.
That's a meal for me.
Oh, man. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and it's
and now,
super easy.
Here's the thing. What kind of chicken would you be using?
I use skinless, boneless thighs. And
right.
then I usually do like a little teriyaki
or
marinade on
or
that.
Whatever chicken you've got in your freezer works
right.
too.
Yeah,
drumsticks make it a little tough.
Right, you know, you got to debone them, and that's why the skinless boneless thighs are so nice.
You're a deboner. You can
put
do
it,
that.
Put it. I watched you do that on Tuesday night. We won't go any further than that. But
hey,
but it's a make ahead.
So
deal.
Here's a little tip. Also, sometimes people say, "Well, I really prefer skinless boneless breast meat."
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
Grill your breast meat, okay, or smoke it, whatever you like, and then cut it into your chunks, because if you try shredding a breast, you're going to get some really long pieces.
Strandy pieces.
So you want to kind of cut it in 1-inch strips across the grain again of that meat. That,
right.
That muscle will make a mess out of your shirt.
Yep. The idea, it's simple, is you want a little bit of everything on a chip. And if you got this big, long, stringy piece of chicken, it's really hard to eat.
Yeah.
So and again, but this the cool part about this is you can make this on Friday and take it with you on Saturday.
That's the best thing to
because
do.
Because it's good when it sits for a day. Just keep it a little cool after you get it out of the oven then, and then you can eat it cold.
Or,
it's just as good cold as it is hot.
Yeah.
I prefer it hot, but
yeah, you could do it that morning and put it in a little cooler.
Yep.
And my wife has these stones that she heats up.
Yep.
And puts them in with different things like that.
Yep.
You could do something like that. Put a towel in the bottom of your cooler and put one of these big ceramic stones in the bottom. You
right.
heat it up in your oven with the dish. You set that in there, and man, that thing will be piping hot if it's a good enough cooler.
Right, right.
You can keep it warm. It's only an hour to Lansing.
Right. Coolers are much better at keeping hot things hot than they are cold things cold.
I agree.
And so, you know, if you...
Why
if
is
you
that?
To, I, you know, I don't know. It's physics. I flunked that part
I
of
need
school.
To know.
Well, then figure it out. That's why I was trying. I told you some things my mom taught me that I don't know why they happen either, but you know, I just know that it works that way, right? So Bob, coming up next, we're able to connect with George Blaha. He was the voice of the Michigan State Spartans forever, and he's kind of retired now, but we pulled him out of retirement to have a conversation about the big game this weekend.
He's that good.
So, I'm sure he's going to have some insight. So, coming up next, it's George Blaha and the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.